get down to business. Today I want to talk a little bit about Jews and abstraction.
Jews and abstraction.
Abstraction. I worry sometimes that faced with Jewish abstraction, especially the kind we see in Jewish intellectual movements, we are too eager to respond with abstractions of our own, all of which raises questions about the value of regurgitating cultural Marxism's theories in the belief that they can somehow be repurposed for our cause. Of course, I agree that modern capitalism requires critique.
Modern capitalism requires critique.
Bloated mass consumption, the globalist movement of labor, and the commodification of all areas of life are evils that must be confronted.
Modern capitalism. Evils that must be confronted. Be confronted. Confronted. Our task is not, and never has been, to engage in Talmudic dialectics in order to justify or excuse our existence. Our task is not, and never has been, to engage in Talmudic dialectics in order to justify or excuse our existence.
You know, when Jews first started arriving in the West in very large numbers between 1840 and 1900, they went selling things on credit, door to door.
Door to door.
Often it was secondhand clothes, and a common insult leveled at Benjamin Disraeli in the British Parliament was shouts of, "Old clo, old clo."
Old clo, old clo.
Mocking the shouts that the Jewish tradesman would utter when walking through the streets of London.
Old clo, old clo.
Well, it so happened that across the West at the time, there were many, many complaints from housewives and so on that they'd ended up purchasing very shoddy goods on very, very bad terms.
Very bad terms.
And they would explain that the Jewish salesmen would run a very confusing and distracting sales pattern on them at the time of the sale. So, when I advise against getting into the finer points of abstract Jewish theories, I'm not saying these things are too difficult to figure out.
To figure out.
In fact, it's not a matter of intelligence at all.
Intelligence at all.
I'm saying don't get sucked into a sales pattern designed to distract you from your real goals, and which won't provide you in the end with anything meaningful at all.
With anything meaningful at all. Our task is not, and never has been, to engage in Talmudic dialectics in order to justify or excuse our existence. Your task is not to engage in historical-cultural analysis, but to see through the request and kick the bucket over before walking away. Our task is not, and never has been, to engage in Talmudic dialectics in order to justify or excuse our existence. Your task is not to engage in historical-cultural analysis, but to see through the request and kick the bucket over before walking away. I hope that in doing so, you see the value of kicking over the bucket, of stepping over obstacles, rather than getting tangled up in them.